And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And it's now time for Ask the Expert with Gary and Charles Skank in studio with us this morning. And over at the Skank Insurance offices, they are open and their phone lines are open. Give them a call, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Again, their offices are open, taking your calls as of right now. And Gary, Charles, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, thanks. It's a beautiful day out there. I guess we're going to have some snow tomorrow, mm-hmm. probably. So I'm going to get my sled out. I'm going to polish up the runners.
There we go.
So the verse I wanted to look at this morning is 1 John verse 7. And it says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And that is the main point I want to make to us, is that without his blood and without us walking in the light, we cannot be cleansed from all sin. So I appreciate those promises this morning. That's 1 John verse 7.
Absolutely. So good.
Chapter 1, verse 7. I'm sorry.
And a good verse to get us started with this morning. And Charles, this morning, you got your subject. One of the things you're going to talk about, maybe a little bit of Social Security, correct?
That's right. Kyle, this is an overlooked topic. Social Security, it's the base of many people's income. And
right.
Some people, it's really their only source of income. And if you haven't started Social Security yet, or you're looking forward to retirement, thinking about what's going to happen, there's some things that are you need to be aware of. First of all, it's a good idea to figure out what your Social Security income is projected to be.
Right.
And you can do that in two ways. Number one, you can go online. You can go and if you have an email address, you can log in, create a login, and there's a place there will tell you, based on your income, what your projected Social Security check will be at age 62, 65, 66, and on up, if you start then. And number two, if you don't have access to the internet or email or that kind of thing isn't like to do, we help people set up a login. We help people figure out what their Social Security projections are and help them get set up so they can know. But Dad, it's tempting to think that the timing for when I should draw Social Security is pretty easy. I want to wait as long as I can, right?
Right. It's called full retirement age. And as used to be age 65, 65 used to be full retirement age, but now they're ramping that up. But the point I want to make about that is just because full retirement age is age 66 and 4 months or whatever it is for you, don't mean that you shouldn't draw your benefits earlier than that or later than that. It all depends on your situation.
So what would you tell me if I was in your office and I'm 64, 65 years old, I've just retired, and I'm trying to decide if I should start my Social Security or not? What would you tell me?
Well, I think what we ought to do is look at your whole situation and look at your benefits online and see what they are now versus if you wait. Look at your other assets, other sources of income, other resources, and your health. And none of us can predict how long we're going to live. We could drop dead tomorrow. But basically, we can have some idea if you're on oxygen and COPD and you're 64, you probably not going to live to age 80. And so in that case, you probably want to start your Social Security benefits. If you're running 2 miles a day and you're active and you're out planting your garden and whatever, shoveling driveways when it snows, you might want to wait a little while to draw your Social Security. It depends on your other resources.
So if I don't need it, let's say I'm still working and I'm 64, 65 and I'm still working, well, and I'm making enough to feed myself and take care of things, would you recommend?
Well, I think so, because I believe like $19,000, if you make more than that, then you have to start giving part of your Social Security back. And so it depends on what you're making. If you're making $15,000 a year, then you wouldn't have to give anything back, or what, I think it's $19,000 and change or something.
Right.
So if you're making less than that, you could draw Social Security and not have to give any of it back. You know, the thing of it is, people die all the time. You look in the newspaper, people die all the time, 65, 66, 67, 68. And if they haven't started drawing Social Security, or if they've just drawn for 3 months or 1 year and they're gone, well, their spouse may collect on them, but...
those payments stop.
Yeah, and they've paid into it for years and years and years and years. They've paid into it.
So there's no real death benefit by waiting.
Right, except for a certain... surviving spouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen people come in and they can just barely make ends meet.
Right.
And maybe they're 64, 65, and they could start Social Security, and they say, well, it's going to be bigger if I wait. Well, in the meantime, they're getting no checks.
Right. And they're barely able to make it. That's the main point that you're making, is that they hardly have enough income to live. They don't have resources to speak of. So yes, they ought to turn on their benefits, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Right. I mean, you can keep trying to put it off and put it off, but what you're doing is you're delaying when those start. You're increasing your discomfort, and
well, it's a two-edged sword, because You get older, which means that we're all going to die someday. There's Enoch didn't die in the Bible and whatever, but most all of us are going to die someday. And so it's a two-edged sword. You live for 2 years, but that also is 2 years. If you wait 2 years to draw your Social Security, that's also 2 years you're not going to draw it. And so by waiting, you're going to get a bigger benefit, but you've also given up 2 years of income. And the thing of it is, we can help people look and see what they're going to get right now, or in 6 months, or in a year, or in 2 years, and help them decide, because there's a sliding scale on there that you can just move the needle wherever you want it to go and look at the projected income.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, I've seen people in their 80s, their mid-80s, even late 80s, and they had started Social Security at age 62. So, and when you start, that's sort of sets the amount of the check, of your Social Security check, of where it, now there's can be cost of living increases and things like that. But well, as far as what you're going to be receiving, that is determined by the age of what you start Social Security. Right?
But it could depend on if you're still working and still have income and still filing taxes.
That's true.
Your Social Security benefit can increase.
That's true.
As you file taxes and as you make money, your Social Security benefit can increase.
That's true.
And so...
But my point is, I've seen people that are up in years, and they regretted starting their Social Security too early, because they have a sort of a premature... started a little too early, and they sort of had regrets, because here they are, they have a fairly lower check than what their peers had that waited.
But we don't know what life looked like for them.
That's right.
When they were 65.
That's true.
What we don't know. We don't know what life looked like. And they might have been in a real strait financially and felt like they had to go ahead and take it.
That's right.
And we're not aware of that. We may not be aware of all the information that they had to deal with at that time.
That's true.
We may not be aware.
There's a lot of several moving parts. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about spousal benefits and drawing on your spouse's Social Security.
Okay.
So,
all right. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to Ask the Expert with Gary and Charles Skank right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. And welcome back to Ask the Expert right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in studio with us. You can give them a call at their offices. The phones are open over there right now. Give them a call, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Again, phone lines are open over there. If you have any questions for them, give them a call today. And now we're going to be starting the second part of our program, talking about spousal benefits.
Thank you, Kyle. So I had a couple, a lady in my office the other day, and her husband had passed away. And her income was low enough, she was struggling to make it. And come to find out, there were spousal benefits that she could draw on her husband's Social Security. And so, and sometimes I have a hard time unraveling this, but starting at age 60.
Right.
So normally you can't start Social Security until you're 62.
Right.
So starting at age 60, if you are widowed, whether you're male or female, lost your husband or your wife, then you can start drawing a widow's benefit or widower benefit based on your spouse's, on their contributions. You can start drawing. And this can make a big difference in your income and in your situation. And I would remind people that if you have, if you're in that situation where you've lost a spouse, you're over the age 60, maybe you're not 62 yet. Even if you're over 62, it's possible that you could have a boost in your income based on that event. And you might think, well, maybe I'm not married. Maybe it's an ex-spouse, and you've seen a situation, Dad, where a lady, she was making a fairly small amount on Social Security, and a man that she had married, they'd been married over 10 years, and that's the key. You have to be married over 10 years. He passed away.
Right.
And because that he died, she restarted receiving
his Social Security benefit, which was a big jump in her income.
Yeah, I want to say it was like she was receiving about $1,000 and his was like $2,700 or $2,300.
I don't remember the numbers, but it was a lot bigger benefit for her.
And she didn't do anything to receive it. It just started because they'd been married for 10 years.
Right.
And so we can't untangle all the possibilities here on the radio, but I would encourage you that if you have been married in the past and you have maybe an ex-spouse you might want to that has passed away, there's possible benefits that you could draw on
right
in that situation.
Right.
Or if you've lost your current spouse. Now what happens? Dad and Social Security checks and one of them passes. What happens in that case?
Well, when mom and dad are both drawing Social Security checks and one of them passes, the survivor keeps the biggest check. And so the survivor loses, as far as a household income, the survivor loses the smallest check.
Okay.
Now, I want to mention something because that widow benefit starts at age 60. So that's the reason we call it blackout years. You know, when you're take a family, mom and dad and two or three kids, I guess – the traditional thing is 2.5 kids. I've never seen that half kid anywhere.
Right.
But after those children get to a certain age, and if the dad dies, the wife don't have Social Security benefits till age 60. And so that's the blackout years in there when she don't have any income particularly. And that's the reason that a family needs life insurance to help the widow get through those years till she can get to age 60.
Right.
So life insurance is important right there through those years to help.
Well, it's also important for a couple if.
Right.
Let's say dad's getting 2,000 and mom's getting 1,000.
Right. Why is it that women are always lower, Charlie?
Well,
that's just not fair.
They're raising kids a lot of times, and they're trying to support their husband who's off working, and keep the home fires burning. So, but if one of them passes, the monthly income in that scenario goes from $3,000 to $2,000.
A third of their income is gone.
Yeah.
And so that's another reason to have insurance to give that $1,000 benefit maybe for 2 to 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years, whatever, to help bridge a gap and help fill an income, loss of income.
That's right. So Social Security is a big subject. It's a big part of most of our customers' lives, our clients' lives. And if you have questions, we can help you. We can help you untangle your situation. And
if we don't know the answer, we know how to try to find the answer.
That's right. We'll get on the phone. We'll plow through it until we understand it.
Right. Right.
Until you know better where you're at.
So, Charlie, where can they find us at?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number is 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. We're also right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th at 620-236-6930, 236-6930.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we'll see you guys again on Monday.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas and in Northeast Oklahoma. Currently 35 degrees. Watch out, we do have a winter weather advisory coming up tomorrow. We'll talk more about that during open line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.